This is Parker Pathways, back again with our guest, Cynthia Black, from Beyond Words Publishing. And I am very interested in, we have a lot of callers, but we'll want to make sure Cynthia continues with what she has to say about Hegel.
Well, when he talks about hado is a word that I really wasn't familiar with before I started interacting with him, and it is the Japanese word for vibration, and we all give off a hado, and everything does, every living thing as well as inanimate things all have a hado about them. And he also shows, when he does his presentation, some diagrams about how he believes disease starts in the body, and it's from vibration. It starts very early on, before any signs really show up in the body. There is an emotion or something that is affecting the body on a very, very, very small level, a vibrational level, that then eventually works its way into physical manifestation. And so, you know, when we're talking about healing and what's going on now in kind of the new healing that is coming forth, he uses this machine that he has in Japan to measure the hado of someone, and then it actually creates a reverse or the opposite vibration to correct it in the body through putting it into water that people actually take. They drink the water, the vibrational water, to correct it. I'm seeing this in a lot of other forms, but I think that you're starting to see people being more open to this concept of vibrational healing. And we're starting to see some scientists crossing over into this area as well and being more vocal about it. Because as you can imagine, for a scientist or someone with credentials, this kind of thing, you know, years back could cause you to be ostracized by your colleagues or kicked out of the institution you're associated with and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's such a much larger part of the population is open to alternative health now, that this kind of thing is starting to be more accepted and people are open to it. Because I think we're starting to see a lot more disease in people, a lot more cancer and that kind of thing. People get to the point where if they have no medical hope, they're really willing to try other things that
mm-hmm.
they may not have considered before. And I've had some chats with a scientist that we're working with on a future book, and I've been down recently in Brazil and been exposed to probably the greatest healer in the world right now, whose name is John of God, and he uses it's basically consciousness and faith, people's faith that are healing people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all a vibrational thing.
Absolutely.
It's not just the physical aspect that needs to be healed when someone has some kind of a thing. There are emotional and spiritual things that may be going on as well, and that's also a vibration. So the body needs to have some adjustments to bring forth healing
mm-hmm.
in the body.
That's right. And I'd like to go into this further about the spirit aspect with mm-hmm. the physical aspect, and then I'd like to introduce some what I call quantum knots, and we'll get into that when we come back from the break and follow through with your healing.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
This is Parker Pathways. We are back here with Cynthia Black. And in order to begin my the practice of my new life, according to Emoto, I will say thank you. Have good vibrations. And I'm very interested in the words for emotion of love and gratitude.
Yes.
And how it relates to creating reverse vibrations, what your opinion is about that.
Well, I think those are of all of his experiments, he's found that love and gratitude are the two most powerful words to create, the most powerful words that have an effect on water and how it shifts, and the most beautiful crystals have been generated by exposing them to these words. So he, this is, you know, everyone wants to know, well, what can I do? What can I as one person do about our water? And that's the one thing you can do is thank the water, to express love and gratitude to the water that you drink personally, and the water that's in your body. The more that you express love and gratitude, you have an effect on the vibrations in your body, on the water, and it just, he feels that by each of us taking this small action, we can actually create a change in the world as well. And it just may, you know, this could seem like pie in the sky, but I think that, you know, we all know that if a certain percentage of people focus on something, this can have an effect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This has been shown. And so that's his personal mission, is really to try to change the way that people think. And to also create more respect of water, because that was something that you were reading earlier from the scientist from Zurich, Joanne
Davis.
Trent Davis, exactly. She was saying that that's one of the things that we've lost, is this respect for water, that you know, some of the original, some of the older civilizations had. And we just take it for granted. And I think most people don't have any idea of the small amount of fresh water that we actually have on the earth. And that resource really needs to be respected and protected and taken care of. But that each one of us, I think one of Emoto's major concepts that, you know, I think he's really trying to get across is that we can affect it with our thoughts.
Yes.
And how we hold it. And that does not take a lot of money. It doesn't cost anything to do. You know?
That's exactly right. I know in our American Indian culture, we have what's called spirit capture.
Mm-hmm.
And we use spirit capture the same way.
Yeah.
Using those phrases of love and gratitude with the spirit when somebody is sick. And we take that spirit out of them. Growing up with that, because my mother was a shaman and I learned a lot of those wonderful things, I didn't know why they worked.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I still don't, even though I am touching base with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I know this is functional, and this brings me to a question I have, just as your general opinion, about cancer.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in Brazil and you were touching base with this kind of thing, what was your vision about cancer and the potential to be changed in a good way?
It definitely exists, and I saw evidence of it when I was there, too, that people who had major diseases and cancer of the brain and other parts of the body were having reversals of that. I think it's difficult to pinpoint, but I think a lot of it is, from what I could observe, is, sometimes it may be difficult in your own environment to have that kind of a thing shift, but given the right circumstances and putting yourself in the right frame of mind and also surrounded by a certain energy, I know it's possible for it to change because I've seen evidence of it.
So that
was actually documented by Primetime on ABC, did a special on John of God, and so that can be seen as part of what they showed. I met a man who's been cured of brain cancer. And talked with him, and he's just fine. But he's a different person, too, as a result. You know, this kind of thing, when it happens, I think shifts the person in a major way. It may be, who knows, maybe they weren't happy with their life before it happened, but there seems to be also a shift in just their being, too. It's not just the physical.
A change in the spirit because of the words and the chemistry I feel in the brain that changes.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying about the Native Americans. What I've observed too is he's had quite a nice connection with the Native Americans, and that when I was in Japan, I saw also, because, you know, John of God is a Brazilian peasant who is illiterate. You know, he has no training in any of this. But in Brazil, there's quite a spiritualist type of tradition. And in Japan also, I started looking into the Shinto religion. They worship the water gods. And Dr. Emoto is I wouldn't say he's exactly a Shinto, but this is the old Shinto, the nature spirit kind of religion. There are a lot of similarities between these religions and cultures around water and, you know, the worship of it and that kind of thing. So I'm seeing some connections there with the way that they hold it and their connection to it. So I think that's an interesting thing to think about,
and
too.
I believe that was a reference to the sun goddess Shinto.
The Shinto was actually, I went to a very, very old Shinto shrine on Kyushu Island, and they have many different gods, but we visited the water gods temple that they had as part of the shrine, that's just one of the gods that they worship, but that was most meaningful to me and to Dr. Emoto when we visited.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
so um, anyway, I think that, you know, these cultures, the Native Americans and the, you know, the Brazil culture and, you know, the Japanese, older culture that worship the nature gods, you know, they're just very similar. A lot of similarities and alignment with their beliefs.
Yes, I agree. And I still quote secretly, delve into, translations of a lot of the work from the American Indians and that has been lost because of the translators have died off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I saw some relationship in Emoto's work in what he calls the Kododrama.
Yes.
And I was very impressed because I related this to DNA structures and in the present work today where I use water as a molecular dynamic to make synthetic drugs.
Mm.
Now, these drugs, of course, are not the usual drugs that we think of because that we're dealing with here that I'm involved in patenting and working with, you know. But it's a relationship between water molecules and the long-term and the long-range electrical forces. And this is where this new area, which I call... quantum knot, because it looks like a knot. There's a new, because it's a two-dimensional situation I'm discussing now. What we all have been discussing, as you know, for the audience, I think, is a three-dimensional world where you have an ion and electrical current that contracts or equals out, which is why fluoride and bromide and these other secondary products cause cancer. So if you have a cancer change, which is coming the other way, that means that there was a two-dimensional change against a three-dimensional change. So the two-dimensional world has been given a name. They're called anions, A-N-Y-O-N-S. I didn't give them that name. Someone in Russia gave them that name. But this is a format of a two-dimensional beyond electrical that can be placed in a semiconductor to equal the thought, quote, of an electron. That's the advanced quantum physics.
Wow.
And so this means that the future medicine for immunology, for development of human immunology, this is where it's heading in genetic engineering, is to be able to increase our immune system by taking a three-dimensional system and putting it into a two-dimensional system, changing the DNA structure and changing the gene structure so that you can have the immune system for a different life.
Mm-hmm.
I've shorthanded it, but that's where, to me, after reading Emoto's work, it applies because he is bringing in this concept to the public's consciousness that the crystal carries the information, which in truth is really a two-dimensional world.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And most of the time when we're looking at it on the microscope, we're looking in a three-dimensional world because we're using a microscope based upon the spectroscopy that's necessary to freeze it to make it a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So we get fooled, you see, because you're looking at one thing, the public looks at one thing, but they don't realize they're looking at a miracle.
Right. Well, and then you can get into other things, too. I have another author who's actually an interesting man, Richard Bartlett out of Seattle, who has some work called Matrix Energetics, and he teaches people how to actually take, you know, this is with the belief that there are other dimensions to our lives, you know, and that you can bring your health, your perfect health from the other dimension and bring it into this one.
Yes, and that's exactly what I'm talking about in the physics.
Yes, right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And I want to carry through with this and also more of the creating the reverse vibration out of Brazil. I want to get back to that when we get back off the break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess, so you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or see the floral and fruit basket for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
This is Parker Pathways. Pathways will help you in what's good for your health and your mind and what can threaten your wallet. We're back here with Cynthia Black, publisher of The Hidden Messages in Water. Her company is Beyond Words Publishing. I'm just mentioning that so that you,
thank you,
want to get the book.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and I can give my website again, which is www.beyondword.com. There's no
yeah.
Beyond Word.
And,
thank you.
And the reason I think it's important that they know about you is the fact that what I am really all about in terms of changing or suggesting and changing laws in the United States of America to have a change in the Constitution of States is so people can have a right to vote what goes in their food or goes in their water and goes in their medical protocols, because the citizens of the United States of America do not have an input legally to any bureaucratic decision that's made for food, water, and medical protocols. A lot of states don't have initiatives. A lot of states don't want initiatives. Like California, they don't want initiatives. They have something on the ballot coming up to put up by the Nurses Association that says we don't want initiatives because they too many big interest groups or something of that sort, and too much money is involved. It costs $2.5 million to put an initiative on in California, which is my separate quest. But the whole problem here is that we have externalized a situation by not getting a higher knowledge consciousness about what we're dealing with. It's something that you said earlier that we're not paying attention. We talk about the world out there, but if we sat around and did something positive in terms of our mind and consciousness with the water that's in our body, we might make a change in peace. I really feel the New York Times' review of Emoto is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, but that side for himself has everything to do with what we're talking about. It's just that in the old days, when the academy was developed in Greece and before that time, all subjects were one. And as we went along and we developed the university system later on, we started to take subjects and dividing them. If a geologist were being studied, they couldn't do biology. If you were in medical school, you couldn't take pharmacology. I was kicked out of class one time because I suggested to the professor that Echinacea might be good for colds.
Mm-hmm.
That really happened.
Wow.
And so, you know, that shows you my time frame in life. But the whole point is that the genetics book was only 97 pages. And there were only 7 people in the class. And that was the thing. And they said, well, genetics doesn't have any chance. There's no future for it. You don't want to take that class. And so we've come a long way. Now I feel we're at a point in history in the globalization of our world in a new knowledge awareness. We've got to bump this up and raise the bar. That's what I feel. We've got to pay attention to what's going on in our bodies to influence the external environment.
I agree. Yeah, we have. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so this is why I'm very interested on the creation of this reverse vibration concept that you mm-hmm. found and experienced and feel. I really mm-hmm. want to know more about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree with you. I think that people do need to wake up, and I feel that Emoto's done this in a very visual way with his images. You know, that this is sort of one person said to me once, and I think it's very descriptive of this, what's happened with Emoto's work, is it's like a door opener for a lot of people. You know, they see these, you know, this may be something that they thought of their whole life that, you know, maybe your words really do have an effect on your life, but to see it graphically with these images
mm-hmm.
is very different. This is the first time that people have seen this kind of thing.
Yeah, pictures work.
Yeah, it really does, and it says more than words, many more. And so, I think that it's a door-opener concept, and I think that people are starting to realize and understand that their consciousness, their words, their thoughts does have an effect on their bodies and in the world. And so that waking up is starting to spread in many ways. And I think that what I witnessed in Brazil pretty dramatically is that when people are in a certain type of situation that and away from, you know, all the distractions of their regular life, that they're able to really be with themselves and to focus on what is really important in their lives and are much more receptive to receiving the kind of energy that is generated around this sort of a spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually accompanied someone who was undergoing some cancer treatment also, a very close friend who had cancer in several parts of her body. Before she went, she actually had some distant healing that she experienced, and one of the cancers went away before she even left. So that was one thing that I,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
wanted to share. But mm-hmm. there's a lot more.
Okay, we're coming up onto a break, and we'll continue with this very interesting discussion on visualization and the develop of reversing.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Parker Pathways, and this is Wynn Parker, and I want to make sure that the audience has my email address. It's kwati@sbcglobal.net, and my address is P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, M-I-L-L-B-R-A-E, California, 94030. And I will answer all of the emails. I'm still answering some from several weeks ago, and that's not because I have ignored anyone. It's just that I have to do it this way, because otherwise I'll have every agency in the world saying, you can't say that, you know, so I'm taking care of it this way until, and when the website goes up, which I will have a very exotic website, easy to use, but you can count on it, then I'll have a crystal somewhere on that screen. One of the things that I just wanted to review for a moment on the question we had earlier about reclaimed water. A lot of folks don't realize that, just for review, reclaimed water is made from sewage water, and the government uses the phrase reclaimed water to augment potable water resources. That is their confidential memo on that. Engineers at universities that train civil engineers say that reclaimed water is engineeringly pure. which means that the ion system of the water, if you were to ingest that, you would actually have several problems. First of all, you'd have to, as I was mentioning earlier, a lot of these nonmetals that are causing cancer that are part of these secondary carcinogenic products from regular drinking water will attach their ion system in such a way that they will extract from a cell minerals that you need to have that cell grow, which can be a very big problem for people that may have heart attacks impending or taking various drugs, of which I've, on other shows, I've given a list of those drugs that you cannot take with regular tap water without having some adverse effect. The government, of course, wants to, the use of the word augment means to increase. And, of course, the idea here is that they're adding recycled water to the drinking water system indirectly by pricing recycled water, as they say, on golf courses and school grounds and all the rest of it. Well, there's nothing wrong with the social plan to have an increased drinking water supply. The problem is that this goes through the ecology system and comes back to us, which is what I call toilet to tap, because on the initiative is a concept I want people to vote on the idea that we do not want blended water with recycled water with drinking water systems that are placed in the ground in tanks, pumped back up again to meet the legal definition that the water was in the ground for 30 days, and then put back into the system. And now bureaucrats will tell you, well, it's against the law to drink recycled water and so forth. But the whole thing comes down to the realities of what we're dealing with here. And the idea is that most of the water that we're drinking, if we follow the Emoto hypothesis today, which was being very eloquently presented by Cynthia, is the fact that we're dealing with a crystal of information that's been altered. So now, if you have something that's altered, then you have a two-dimensional world trying again to work in a three-dimensional world. And the body's immune system is not going to like that. And I'm going to have a whole show coming up on the HIV virus and how many genes are involved in the HIV genes and how many viruses are replicated and how it happens and how we stimulate it in other ways. Now, I know folks are not going to like what they're going to hear, but I'm going to attach that to a field which has been around for a long time, which is called psychoneuroimmunology, of which there's a very sophisticated chemistry of the brain and its effect of the water. So I wanted to mention what reclaimed water is really in definition. The engineers say it's perfectly good, no problem. And they consider anyone who mentions toilet to tap in the United States of America to be a crazy person. And they actually say that. And try character assassinations of people who don't know what they're talking about and that type of thing. But if you have admissions of many, many National Institute of Health grants and contracts that have been signed out to people to test endocrine disruptors in the toilet water, that's a result of all the drugs we take, and all the other problems, which I'll get into in another show. But the endocrine disruptors are in the toilet. And so they're going out, and they're being processed, and then they come back to us in other ways. So if you add this to the hypothesis of the model, you now have another picture. I didn't mean to override what you have in mind to say, Cynthia. I mean, but this is all part of the integration of the Gestalt thinking of how you marry these thoughts together. Yeah. Everyone wants to romanticize it. Right. But the truth of the matter is, we, not to make a pun, are in deep doo-doo.
Yes. Well, and, you know, there's also something that Dr. Emoto's talked about in his books as well, and that is the power of prayer on water. And he did this one experiment with a Buddhist priest where they had a lot of people that surrounded a lake. And this lake had had these algae blooms and really was very yucky. And they tested the water. They took a sample of the water before. And then they did this prayer, and they all circled around the lake and prayed on the water. And then about a week later, the water was clear in the lake. and they took a sample of it. So he has a before and after photos of it. And so as a group, and this is something he talked about also with the Native Canadian people up there, they have some real problems with their lakes, and that they could do something like that up with their lakes up in Canada to try to really send the, you know, energy into the lake to try to shift it. So, I think there are ways that we can actually affect our water. But, you know, I'm not an expert in this, but I'm sharing his thoughts, and he has had an effect on a body of water. And so, you know, you can do something individually, but as a group also.
Mm-hmm.
If we focus on, I think sometimes what happens is we focus on what we don't want. And
yes.
That creates more of the same. But if we can focus on what we want and as a group do it, I think
mm-hmm.
you can get more of what you want that way.
I agree. I believe what you described about the lake, I believe it's in the book you've published, the
yes,
Hidden Messages of Water, in Water,
yes.
isn't it?
Yes,
yes.
Uh-huh. It is. Mm-hmm. There are graphic images in there. And but he also shows it as he goes around and lectures as well. And so, you know, concentrated groups can affect water too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a major problem here. And the other thing he's very concerned about is are the corporate entities that are buying up the pure water around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you say, not everyone can afford to buy bottled water, and it will become more and more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I on the second interview I had on the Rick Adams Show, I was talking about this subject in the corporate stock market in terms of the water and the rest of it, and there was a German company, DMG. They were planning to pull out of America anyway, but after hearing about the health issues, which I brought up, seven major diseases, insurance problems, workman compensation laws, and all the rest of them. And I was contacted by the higher-ups from Germany on that, and they said, well, you know, you had a good show. We just heard you for the first time on RBN and so forth. They said, but we're pulling out of America. And I thought, but we decided to really do that because we knew that we could not, the words were, regulate or control the law on the tort cases.
Mm.
See? And so the German company pulled out of America $10 billion of business, and they owned 21 water districts in this country. Hmm. Now imagine a small company, or a small city rather, selling their water district to a foreign government, and that's what's going on.
Yes.
The greed and the corruption,
mm-hmm.
excuse me for saying it that way because I'm not politically correct, it's abominable. You cannot. How is it that you can have a foreign government own your water?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a fact of life. And when I started out 3 years ago uncovering the fact that that chloramine could cause cancer in humans and from rats, and I had 300 to 600 variations of real world peer review studies that had been done since 1959. On animals and humans that where there was a cancerous outcome in different age groups. And I talked with engineers around the country when I first started before I presented this to the government openly. And they told me in confidence, not to repeat their names, but they told me then, and that was 3 years ago when I first started on the water issue, they said that 5% of the water is usable, period. That's it. 95% of the water that we have in the United States of America right now is unusable. And by 2 years from now, 1% of our water is usable. And that's coming from the engineers that designed the generators, the conceptual engineering systems that I'm proposing on my other proposal to have alternate energy technologies like reverse osmosis, plasma interfacing, ozonation, and other forms of membrane technology at the headwaters.
Mm.
In other words, if you go to the headwaters and implement that kind of engineering, you will not, and then you're working on repairing your pipes, which goes back to the general accounting office eyeball-to-eyeball conversation I had, and pay for getting the pipes repaired rather than putting chemicals in the water as secondary disinfectants to kill bacteria and viruses, which it doesn't do,
mm-hmm.
and then we're drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the headwater with this other engineering, then you've got something that will benefit on long-term basis. How do you like it if you people talk about their children and their grandchildren? What about the real-world genetic changes from the water we're drinking right now?
Yeah.
So the fetuses are now up. The reason I brought up the idea that fetuses have 99% water, which is, by the way, I believe in Dr. Emoto's book.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
thing is that the whole point is, however, that those gene signals have a memory. I talked about that on my last show on the 8th of September.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about the genetics of this. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that genetic code is being carried through other generations. So now, if we have foreign governments that own our water, and we have no input except for the fact of how contaminated they can make it and how they can sell it, then they're forcing into the bottled water. And I have already gone to the FDA and proposed what should be on the label of a bottled water. In my last show, I read off the real world what should be in that bottled water on that label.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have seen the reaction I got. You would have thought that. You would have thought that this goddess, what do they name this planet for, that is so light it can float in water and it's 450 light years from Earth and has been discovered and it's bigger than Jupiter?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And Eris, yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I forget all these goddesses. I'm sorry. But the thing is that we're living in a two, you know, an alternate reality, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why it's got to change. So this is the whole facet of realizing that we don't have that much usable water and we're not staying healthy as we should. So we got to have another way. I call it the Emoto way for the sake of shorthanding semantically this whole thing. Go, Cynthia. Talk to me.
Okay. Well, I so many things have been passing through my mind as you've been talking that I think that, a lot of us just don't have any idea about how much water we use just to have what we have, you know, what it takes to make a bottle of wine, how much water to, you know, make a ton of steel that's used for building buildings and all of this. I mean, you're right. I mean, I think there's a very small amount, much smaller than anyone realizes, of really usable water. And so what we have to really look at is, you know, what can we each do that can affect us? And
mm-hmm.
And what evidence do we have that this is actually happening? And I think Emoto's the only one so far that's really presented anything. And now, you know, we're fortunate to start having some double-blind studies that show some things about water and intention that can back this up now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're bringing up a lot of good points when that together, you know, we need to find a solution that's going to allow us to really exist here.
Mm-hmm.
Because water is necessary for life.
I caused a lot of problems to the EPA last week because I disclosed to the public that it takes 2.4 million gallons of water on one ethanol farm, which is 160 acres, to grow corn to make ethanol. And if you have that water, 2.4 million gallons of water on an ethanol farm. Now, you know what happens to that water? You have now a contaminant that's similar to the MTBE, which originally caused the contamination in the water. That came from gas production.
Wow.
Okay? The E stands for ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, and we have 75% wells closed throughout the Southwest of water wells closed by MTBE. There's no any engineer worth professionalism will tell you it's going to take 1,000 years to get it out of the water, if at all.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing comes down to the fact that you want to, you know, talking about how much water it takes to make. Here we want to be energy conservationists. And I don't think the, excuse me for saying this, but I don't think the environmentalists have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As to they may have a clue, but they're hiding it. Mm-hmm. You know, the amount of water it takes to make something, like you're bringing up about a car, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. 102,000 gallons, mm-hmm. I think was the last figure that was last year, mm-hmm. you know, to make a car. Mm-hmm. And where does that water go?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and, you know, in the, there's a man who does a financial newsletter that actually a couple of years ago did a piece on Emoto. And this newsletter goes out to the top financial people in Wall Street. And he's been talking about water and how it's going to be like gold in the future. And, you know, brought up all these statistics on how many gallons it takes to do all these things. You know, they know this at these levels, you know, that water is going to become very, very precious.
That's right. And my commercial tip for the week is Acacia Research Corporation, which has made a chip with water to read genes in human beings, and it's going to be a test for patients next year.
Acacia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Acacia Research Corporation. I don't have stock in that, but I analyze intellectual property, so I know what they're doing. Very good stuff. Ties in with what you're
Since
saying.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Wynn Parker on Parker Pathways, and we are at the close to the end of our second hour. I want the listeners to support RBN any way you can, and I'm going to give Cynthia Black the last word to discuss anything she likes, because I believe it's going to be inspiring. And I really appreciate you being on my show, Cynthia.
Oh, you're welcome, Wynn. It's been my pleasure. And, I want to reiterate what I said earlier, is I think each of us can make a difference and contribute towards peace by focusing on our lives, the water around us, and in focusing on peace, and not war. I think we can make a difference by all doing this ourselves, and that energy going forth and, making a change in the world. So, say love and gratitude to your water that you drink, to your body that has the water that holds it, and together, and to focus on peace to help create that result in our world.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And projecting that peace in the decision-making process of our mind.
Yes.
Well, as Dr. Ramona points out, that when you say it and you put it out there, you draw to you the energy. Is that not right?
You are absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you put out good thoughts and use some of these words of positiveness instead of negativeness, of course, you could work it out like a homeopathy,
mm-hmm.
Where you're diluting the poison.
Yes.
See? And diluting it in the water, and then you take it, and of course it becomes a healing situation. Of course, that's contrary to the medical profession's idea that a little toxin's not going to hurt you. Of course, they've got 1,500 disinfectant byproducts in the water, so I don't know what the hell they're talking. Oops, I know what they're talking about. But anyway, we need to do this again. I feel and bring to the table what we built on the foundation of this, don't you think? I mean,
I'd love to.
Yeah. See where we're totally heading with this, because it's all got to go in a positive direction and work it through. One thing that I wanted to mention, I was really fascinated with Dr. Yamoto's wording of a wisdom crystal
mm-hmm.
as the basic principle of nature. I was really fascinated by that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I think there's a picture of it.
It's not coming to me in this moment, but I think that he sees what you often see in the crystal is a reflection of what's been exposed to it, and
which is what you're talking about.
Yes, what's amazing is, I mean, on some of the images where, let's say, it's been exposed to the photo of an elephant overnight. He's put the glass of water on top of an elephant, and the trunk actually appears. So the crystals are reflections of what they've been exposed to.
I think one of his pictures, he's got German, English, and Japanese. All
yeah.
using the word wisdom, and the crystals are close to the same.
Very close. You're right.
Yeah.
It's really been
wonderful, Cynthia.
Thank you. I'll
look forward to us again. And I want the audience out there to know, stay healthy and put this toward the idea of changing the way we live, drink, eat our food, and get the right tests done on your body, so you can diagnose yourself to put in these other activities of good spiritualism. Bless all of you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.